Aiden was an odd but lovable boy. Before he went to bed, I'd always make sure to tell him a story of one of my expeditions when I was a young man. He loved them. He loved me, and I loved him very much as well. It's a funny thing, losing someone. It's confusing. I can't be walking with him, but I am here. Aiden was an odd but lovable boy. Before he went to bed, I'd always make sure to tell him a story of one of my expeditions when I was a young man. He loved them. He loved me, and I loved him very much as well. It's a funny thing, losing someone. It's confusing. I can't be walking with him, but I am here. Jill could be cruel at the best of times. Wasn't on purpose, just a result of an overworked and straightforward life. She meant well, I'm sure. Jill could be cruel at the best of times. Wasn't on purpose, just a result of an overworked and straightforward life. She meant well, I'm sure. Aiden began packing that evening, leaving behind a note on his bed for Jill and Scott to find. Dear Mum and Dad, I am done. You were very cruel tonight. I spoke to Billy. I am also angry with him, but we decided that it's time for our own adventure. Granddad always told me stories about the frog cave, so that is where I'm going. Don't try to stop me, and don't be surprised if I don't come home, because it sounded quite lovely there. Thanks for all the dinners, Aiden. He was gone by breakfast time. And here are a few recorded at a more leisurely pace. This is a sort of pace that I would do it if I had no time restraints. Aiden was an odd but lovable boy. Before he went to bed, I'd always make sure to tell him a story of one of my expeditions when I was a young man. He loved them. He loved me, and I loved him very much as well. It's a funny thing, losing someone. It's confusing. I can't be walking with him, but I am here. Jill could be cruel at the best of times. Wasn't on purpose, just a result of an overworked and straightforward life. She meant well, I'm sure. Aiden began packing that evening, leaving behind a note on his bed for Jill and Scott to find. Dear Mum and Dad, I am done. You were very cruel tonight. I spoke to Billy. I am also angry with him, but we decided that it's time for our own adventure. Granddad always told me stories about the frog cave, so that is where I'm going. Don't try and stop me, and don't be surprised if I don't come home, because it sounded quite lovely there. Thanks for all the dinners. Aiden. He was gone by breakfast time.